Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
The new Apple TV is here. We're going to set it up.
Live! I'll show Megan everything I know about the Apple TV. That'll be about 10 minutes.
And I have traded in my Apple Watch for the Microsoft Band 2.
What? Mm-hmm. It's all coming up next on iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Braintree. Looking to set up payments for your business, Braintree gives your app or website a payment solution that accepts just about every payment method with one simple integration. Plus, Braintree will give you the first $50,000 in transactions fee-free. To learn more, visit BraintreePayments.com/iOS today. And by Wealthfront. Wealthfront is a low-cost automated investment service that's the most sophisticated way for you to invest your money. Whether you've got millions or you're just starting out, visit Wealthfront.com/iOS today to sign up and get your free personalized investment portfolio. That's Wealthfront.com/iOS today. And by Lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit Lynda.com/iOS today. That's Lynda.com/iOS today. Yahoo! The new Apple TV is here.
Yes, we're back in the living room in honor of the new Apple TV.
Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leah Laporte.
This is a show where we talk about iOS, and, you know, we debated. We asked you, in fact, to help us last week. We've decided, of course, we knew that the iPhone and the iPad were iOS. We decided eventually that we should make the Watch OS be an iOS device because, after all, it does work with those. But there was a real question in our minds, is the new Apple TV an iOS device? And what did the audience tell us?
The audience said yes.
Yes.
Buy Megan an Apple TV. You, of course, had already bought yourself one. Yours came early. You already set yours up.
I set mine up. And yours just came today.
Mine came today. It was on a truck. I was checking it all weekend. That's it. That's the box it came
Perfect
in.
Perfect timing.
I haven't even taken it out of the box.
Because we can now show everybody how to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you a few tricks that I have learned. I've had it now for a long weekend and really enjoyed it. $200 for the 64 gigabyte. I presume you got the 64
yes.
gig. They do sell a 32 gig for $50 less. And I'm wondering, really, is it worth saving the $50? I guess it is. Apple says, get the 32 if you think you're only going to use this as a video streaming device and you're never going to want to download and install apps. But I don't know how you would know that ahead of time. And once you buy the Apple TV, you can't put more memory in it. So I think it makes sense if you can afford it to spend the extra $50. But then it's an expensive device.
Yeah.
I mean, you compare that to a Chromecast, which is $35, a Roku, which is $100 and less. Even the last Apple TV is only $69 right now. So I feel like $200, that's a tough hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have... I bought it for you.
You did buy it for
me,
yes.
It's a work expense. Would you have bought it if you were
That's
spending
a good question.
Money?
I think I'll have to see how you like it and how you use it.
That's what we're
because
do
I have
show
a Roku
for.
That works perfectly well.
Right.
It's not even a new Roku. It's kind of, you know, I think it's like 3 years old and it works fine. But so, you can't play games. You know, there's a lot of attractive things, especially for families in this, you know, bringing everyone together to
I think
you know,
so.
Play Crossy Road.
Yeah.
I also don't have a brand new TV. I don't have a 4K TV, you know, so
That's fine, because this doesn't do 4K.
Right, I know. So, but if I had one, I might not. You know, if I just spent all that money, I might not get that, because it doesn't work with the 4K.
Does it currently? And Apple says it will never work with the 4K, although a lot of people say, well, why not? The A8 processor in there, which is the same processor in an iPhone 6, can handle playing back H.264 at ultra-high definition resolutions. I don't know why not, but Apple knows. They say never. So... it may mean just that they want to sell something next year with 4K. But since most people don't have 4K TVs, this, by the way, looks really good. We're gonna show you. This is a beautiful device. We're going to set it up on our TV here. I'll show you a little bit about how to use the remote control. I'll show you the App Store. There are now hundreds of apps on the App Store. I'll show you some of the cool tricks Siri can do, because Siri is now built into this. But I think it's very much an iOS device, even from a programmer's point of view. writing software for. It's very similar to writing for iOS. Let's shall we start her up?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you do the unboxing.
Oh, the unboxing? Okay.
You know, Apple, in the Walter Isaacson biography of Steve Jobs, he talks a lot with Johnny Ive about how much Johnny and Steve paid attention to this, that what you
the first
experience. They want the box to feel solid and real, and they want, when you open it up, and everybody does this now, but they didn't used to do it, that you see the device kind of presented to you, almost like a jewel box.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is, and there's the new remote,
which is
a little bit different looking than the old remote. It's a rechargeable remote, which is kind of interesting. The old remote had a little lithium dime battery in there.
It feels so good.
Yeah, and it has more capabilities, but I'll show you all that. Why don't we take the plastic off? That's the first thing you do.
Okay, take the plastic
off. Peel off the plastic. Mm-hmm. They put that on in the factory so that your Apple TV won't have any fingerprints on it.
I love that
until
sound.
You use it.
Right.
And no scratches on the side. And there's quite a bit of plastic. I think do you have to strip it off anywhere else?
I don't think so. I did have this problem with the band.
Isn't that weird? Day,
yeah. It is not. Yeah,
they don't want the Apple to be tarnished by fingerprints. So this is, if you had the old Apple TV, it's heavier. Mm-hmm. It's about 25% thicker. But it has pretty much the same stuff. If you look at the back, the connectors on the back, it's got a HDMI. Oh, there's more.
More plastic.
More plastic.
I knew there had to be some connectors.
It hides out there. Look at that. Look at that. They hide out. Okay. By the time you peel off all the plastic.
All right.
There you go.
The
it's nice and shiny. Don't touch any of those piano black surfaces.
Yeah.
So there's a power cord, which is a standard one, by the way. It's not a proprietary power cord.
Get that out.
There's an HD. It's so dark. I don't think we can see this on TV.
Yeah.
There's a... Can you angle it just to get the light? You can't. It's like pitch black. Well, take my word for it. There's an Ethernet. There you go. There's an HDMI out. There's an Ethernet in and out. And there's power. And then there's a weird lightning adapter.
Mm.
Don't know why.
For the Apple Pencil?
Don't know why. At first I thought, oh, this is for the charger, but it's the wrong gender.
It doesn't charge? You really don't know what that's for? I don't even.
I don't. I figure it's probably for user serviceable, you know, user service or something like that.
Huh.
Maybe at the Apple store they can use that for something because I'm not.
You charge your.
You can't because it's the wrong side. You want the other side for the power, right? So there you go. I have been storing under my left buttock just to keep it warm.
Oh,
the
cords.
Three cables that you need. Now, you don't need an Ethernet cable, it has Wi-Fi built in. If you can connect any of these streaming set-top boxes, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, if you can connect it to hardwire, it's always going to be a little bit more reliable. Go ahead and continue to open that box while I plug this in, because there's other stuff in there.
There's the instructions.
Yep. They're not very helpful. And there's a lightning cable.
Yeah.
Now, the reason they include that is so that you can charge your remote control. So... They don't give you a power brick, but you could plug that into your any device that has a USB adapter, and that's to charge. Your remote control has enough juice in it right now to use for today.
But that's the lightning charges
They're telling me this isn't a lightning adapter. It's a USB-C. In fact, it does have the USB marking.
Thing on it.
Still don't know what you would do with it. I guess maybe someday we'll find out some magical use for it.
I'm glad
to see Apple using USB-C.
Should we talk about the remote, or should we get to that once we install it?
Well, first, let's put it up on the screen, and we're going to see what happens. One of the things I thought was interesting is it's booting up now. Can you show what's on the nothing? They don't do – remember with the old Apple TV? It did a big elaborate production when it booted up. It would play music, and pictures would fly and stuff like that. This thing doesn't do it. It just goes, boom, we're ready. We're ready to go. I guess Apple decided, they didn't want to waste the space and storage for this startup thing. Or more to the point, it was just a waste of time, and you didn't really need it. There we go. That's it. That's the startup. It's doing like a lot of other Apple devices. It's in multiple languages telling you, all right, let's get started. Wait, pair your remote, okay? So this is the first thing.
I'm
going to let you do it, but I'm going to show you, because this remote has some different things you may want to look at it and understand a little bit. So there's one new button to the old Apple remotes, and that's the Siri button, the microphone button. But this is kind of interesting. This is a trackpad you can slide back and forth, and you can press it to click. And that took me a little while to figure out. So I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay.
And I'm gonna let you experience it. It actually physically goes down. So you'll be...
Ooh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. So what you want to do is hold menu and plus... Uh-oh. Oh, you did it. You're good. Remote is now connected. That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I was just pressing buttons, so yeah. English?
English, U.S.
So does this have to be my living room from now on if I set it up here?
No. I was a little worried, but I brought mine in and connected it, and it remembered everything I had done.
Good.
Now, use your iOS device to automatically add your Apple ID and Wi-Fi settings to this Apple TV. This is really nice. You can do it manually, but if you have an iPad or an iPhone, I think you should use your iPhone.
iPhone,
I
don't
think
we should. iPad?
Well, you could pair it to your iPad, but I just think it would be better to use your iPhone.
Okay.
So click the clicker and say set up with device here. What it's going to do is it's going to pair. No.
Oh no. How did that happen?
The way you go back is press the menu button. We'll take it back one.
Now it's too late.
There we go.
Okay, here we go.
Now, what did I do wrong? Swipe up to get there and now click. It's very easy to do that by accident.
Okay, good.
Okay, so unlock your iOS device.
Okay, my iOS device is unlocked.
Go into the Bluetooth settings, okay?
Okay.
And that, when on an iPhone, when you go into the Bluetooth settings, it starts looking. Now, it says hold device close to Apple TV, and I thought, well, no, I don't have to hold it close, except that I did.
Okay.
So I don't know why. Maybe it's a really short-range Bluetooth. Maybe it's the Bluetooth LE or something. But in fact, I did have to kind of get it fairly close.
Do you think you need to hold it?
Yeah, let's see.
Is there a limit to how many Bluetooth devices I can connect to? Because I have a
lot. I'm sure there is, but you do have quite a few in there, but I think you're all right. So it's looking, the Bluetooth is scanning here, and it's looking, I'm holding the device close to the Apple TV, and at any moment now, it's going to discover. And you're already paired to the Wi-Fi in here, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because what it'll do, even though we've connected via Ethernet, it's going to set up the Wi-Fi. And it defaults to Wi-Fi, so you have to go back into the network settings. I thought that was a little bit odd and say Ethernet. I would think the best way to do that would be to say, oh, I see you have Ethernet. Let me just set up via Ethernet. But I guess the idea is they want to pair this to your iPhone for other reasons. I don't know. Anyway, it's going to get the Wi-Fi settings from the iPhone, so you don't have to put that in, which is kind of nice.
Hey, here's a good question from the chat room. Do you need an iPhone or an iPad?
No.
No.
You could do all of this without an iOS device. And now I'm thinking maybe we should.
That was setting up manually.
Yeah, that's what you started to do. Yeah. I just didn't want you to have to enter in a lot of stuff on the screen. So again, menu is the back out button.
So we're going to do it manually?
Oh, well, let's... okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do it the hard way. I'm wondering if I ended up doing it the manual way. Because I remember having interminable numbers of password entry. And password entry is such a pain when you're using this. You see? Here, let's try it again. Okay.
Yeah, because my band reconnected.
Are you in Bluetooth?
I'm in Bluetooth.
Okay. The irony is the Microsoft band connects right away.
Yeah.
No problem.
Saying something on there. What's it telling you?
Connection unsuccessful. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, look.
Did it work?
Look at that. It says, set up Apple TV, continue. So I guess rebooting the phone.
So the turn off and turn back on method. That's from the French.
That happens.
Turn off and turn back on.
I find that helps a lot. So so what is it saying now?
Continue.
Yes. Looking for available Wi-Fi network on Megan Marome's phone. So, Megan, what you need to do now is...
Enter my password.
Is make sure that you're on the production network because that's the same Wi-Fi. We have to be on the same Wi-Fi network. Enter your Apple ID and password on Megan Marone's phone. Now, this is where you're glad you're using the phone. Now, I would say enable location services, but there are people who are paranoid and say disable. You want that turned on, right?
Sure.
It allows apps to gather and use data using your Apple TV's approximate location. If, for instance, you had a weather app, it would need location services.
I'm an open book.
Yeah. If Domino's Pizza wanted to know whether they should pepper you with advertising or not, they would need to know your location. And again, I like the idea of using Siri. Siri is one of the best reasons to get an Apple TV. In fact, if you don't want to use Siri, I think you probably shouldn't get the new Apple TV. So we'll say use Siri.
Right, and we should say Siri doesn't talk back to you, so you're not going to have your TV talking to you. It's just
a one-sided conversation.
Like.
Now, this is one of the best things. In fact, we've mentioned this before, but the aerial screensaver in here is so gorgeous. This real aerial video from New York, London, Hawaii, Beijing. But you have to say yes to it because it's a fairly hefty. These are big, high-quality video. About $600, $600 bucks. $600 megabucks. I mean, 600 megabytes. You can see my brain is 600 megabytes a month. It's not too bad. There is a screensaver for Macintosh where the guy is actually attaching to these servers and downloading it. So let's have the. You like the screensaver?
Yeah,
yeah, I think we should have
let's
that.
Let's see the world.
You can afford that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is that thing about, do you want to send diagnostic information back to Apple? There's two questions here privacy advocates might worry about. You don't have to. In fact, the default is to not send. But come on, you want to help Apple,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, sure.
And app developers, you want to help them too?
Absolutely.
Sure you do.
I'm going to help
again,
everyone.
You might want to check into the privacy information about this before you say yes, but I'm just going to say yes. And let's read this. We're going to read it out loud now.
We should have read that while we were waiting.
And talk about what I've agreed to. But, you know, what could possibly go wrong? let's just agree to that and agree to the conditions. And do read the Apple TV OS Terms and Conditions, Warranty, Privacy Policy, iCloud Terms and Conditions, and Game Center Terms and Conditions before clicking the Agree button.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Apple TV is now ready to use.
That's amazing.
It only took 20 minutes.
Well, it just shows, it's just to restart the phone. We weren't doing anything wrong at all.
First thing anybody's used Apple TV before is going to notice, I'm going to let you have the remote now.
Okay.
Is that this is scant. There's hardly anything on here. This is what it comes with. Of course, iTunes, movies, and TV shows. That's purchase and rent. And of course, anything you bought previously will show up there. You don't have to worry about that. What's that in the middle? That's the new thing. That's the App Store. Mm. That's really exciting. We'll show you the App Store in a second. Of course, you get Apple's Photos app. Mm. If you've been using the iCloud Photo Library to store your photos, whether it's on your Mac or your iPhone, they'll show up here.
Huh.
And they can be, you know, you can have slideshows and show friends and family. This is music. Doesn't have to be Apple Music. If you've purchased music in iTunes or you have music that, you know, you own somehow. I think, I'm guessing if you use Apple's iTunes Match, it'll probably show up there as well. Search, that's pretty much as you'd expect. And I'll show you that because you have a dedicated search button now on the phone. This is to look at videos and content from other computers on your network. And, of course, that's settings. Let's go right into settings.
Okay.
Because there's a few things we're going to want.
Now, am I in search? Where?
Just slide. Okay. Now, you have to get used to, you navigate by scritching around. So you're.
What am I doing?
You're not. It's not doing anything, huh?
Oh.
Oh well. Oh yeah. Okay. That's the other thing. You got to point it the right way.
You do?
Yeah. You're upside. Are you upside down?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if menus.
Is it Bluetooth or I mean?
No. That's actually a good question. I think it's RF. But well, let's try it. Let's hold it. Let's hold it inside here. Does it work? Yeah, it still works. So that means. either my kidney is transmitting or it's using RF, not direct line of sight, okay? That means you can go in the kitchen and still talk to Siri and things like that. So let's go to settings.
All right.
These are pretty much the same settings. First thing I'm going to do is say go to network because it's probably using... Okay, it's a little hard to get used to, isn't it? Yeah, the scroll system. Then press to click. All right. So it saw your Ethernet, and that's what we want to use. Even if you set up Wi-Fi, which you probably have through your phone, it's always a good idea to, if you've got hardwire, like I said, that's the best way to stream. So back out by pressing menu. I would do this. You don't need to, but go to system and make sure you've got the latest version of the system. You do, but go to software updates and just check. And since you have automatically update turned on, in future you're not going to have to worry, but click that update software button. Good news. It comes up to date.
Mm.
I just do that anytime I attach a new device because a lot of times they do have updates. And maybe if you buy this Apple TV in a month, there will be an update. So back out again with menu and back out. You don't want to read the legal.
No.
Let's look at general real quickly. We should probably walk through this because a lot of what's in here you're going to want to investigate. You do have other screensavers you can choose from, including your own photos and things like that. Go ahead and open that up, and we can just show you real quickly. If you click type, you'll see you can use Apple Photos, your photos.
It have my photos in there?
It will because they're tied to your Apple account. Well, you have to turn that on first,
should
of course.
Should we do that?
Well, it depends what's in your photos.
It's a good question.
Just maybe let's not. Okay. Let's go back. Do you want to see Ariel?
Yes.
Press menu a few times. That'll back all the way out.
Press menu a few times.
Yeah, because what menu is going to do is back you out of this and keep going into the main interface. Keep going. And this I found out by accident. Press it one more time, back out of the main interface.
One more time?
Yeah, keep pressing menu till you go to Ariel.
Oh, that's lovely.
And I have to say, this is the nicest screensaver. I actually did download this on my Mac. I really like it. The guy who's developed the... I'm sure Apple will turn off the servers at some point because he's actually getting these from the Apple TV servers. He has added a new feature. It's in beta where you download the videos and you save them on your hard drive. So in case Apple does turn off that connectivity. Do you know what city that is?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Is it New York or San Francisco or something else?
Well, I think I see the Transamerica Pyramid. I'm not sure. Maybe I see another Golden Gate Bridge.
Is that the Bay Bridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot of beautiful, and these are, you can see the cars are moving. So these are, this is a really great screensaver because it's slow-mo. Some of these are shot by plane, but I think some of them are shot by drone. Very smooth, and you can see the cars moving. I know that's silly for me to obsess about the screensaver.
It is really beautiful.
But I just think it's gorgeous. I really think they've done a nice job. All right.
Menu?
Yeah.
To get back out?
Yeah.
So now, are these based on me, these movies? Or
this is your account.
So.
Because you already signed into your account. So click the movies icon down here. This is what the top movies are. Okay. But if you click the movies icon, you'll see not only top movies, other movies you can rent, but you should see up here in purchase, you should see movies that you purchased on your... Well, you have no movies.
I know. Isn't that sad?
All right, but you are sharing with Annabella, okay. Which is nice of you.
Yeah,
that's your daughter.
That is.
Actually, turn on family sharing. That's in the settings. And if you've turned on family sharing and you have family sharing with your family members, that's nice because if they buy movies, you'll be able to see them and vice versa. And that means they can have their own Apple account, which
right.
I like. If you back out again... So anyway, the point of that was your movies are still there.
Right. If
Apple knows
any.
What you bought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back out again. Keep going. And we're going to go into the App Store right now. I would recommend, by the way, when you first get it, to go through all the settings as we did. They give you a really handy favorite video apps. And this is the first thing I did. So go up one and click that big blue button and that'll bring you into the App Store. Pre-selected will be the apps you probably do want installed. No, it doesn't come with Netflix pre-installed, so go ahead and click that. And here's another tip. You move down to the install button. Okay, whoop. And then click it. Nope. It takes a little while to get used to this. No, wait, because if you exit out and say, oh, now I'm going to install something else, it won't continue.
Oh, you can't do that.
You have to wait till it says open, and now you're in Netflix, okay? One other nice thing, Apple has kind of, go ahead and hit that. Apple has kind of enforced with its partners the... I presume you have a Netflix account.
I do.
Click that. Something I... Oh.
So should I enter that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did it just automatically get yours from your...
Just going to say a very nice thing about Apple, but I'm going to take it back now. There are two ways on any of these devices, Roku or anything else, that you can sign in to an existing account. One way, the worst way, is this way, which is you have to actually physically... Go ahead and click that field, and you'll see what I mean. Physically enter using this horrific keyboard.
Can I use Siri?
Back out of it.
Okay.
The login and password. The better way, and I thought Apple was doing this with Netflix, but apparently maybe it was just me, is it'll say log in to netflix.com/activation. And or something like that. I don't know what the actual URL is. And enter this 6-letter code, and that'll activate it. And that's the better way to go. And I thought that that was what was going on with Netflix. Maybe not. Netflix, apparently, you still have to enter your password. Let's not do that.
No.
Back out. It's a nice Netflix interface. Everybody who does Netflix, most of these set-top boxes, they have different-looking software. This is, I think, a very nice one. It seems to be the general Netflix software now. Back out one more. You'll see there's HBO Now. Now, remember, there's two HBO apps This is from the App Store. This is just like on iOS. HBO Now is the over-the-top version of HBO. If you don't subscribe to HBO through a cable provider, you can pay HBO $15 a month and get HBO on your Apple TV. If you do subscribe and get HBO at home, you shouldn't install that app. Oh. There's another HBO app called HBO Go that you should install. Same time with Showtime. Same thing with Showtime. Install the Showtime Anytime app, not the regular Showtime. This is their over-the-top app. But if you scroll down, you see all the TV networks. You can do lots of sports. This is pretty complete, I have to say. I did install YouTube, and I would recommend you do that as well, because the kids probably like to watch YouTube.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Or if they don't, you should not install that.
And it's hard. My Roku doesn't let us watch YouTube.
Yeah. For a long time, Apple TV didn't either, but it does.
What about Amazon?
No. What? So, and that's... they're really in competition. So remember, Amazon on Thursday pulled all Apple and Google Chromecast and devices, and I think Android TV devices, from the Amazon store, even if third-party sellers were selling them. And they said because there's no Amazon streaming app on those devices. But in fact, that's because Amazon hasn't written one. So I think that's a little disingenuous of Amazon to say that. They don't want to sell the competition. Remember, Amazon has their own device, the Amazon Fire TV. They don't want to sell the competition stuff. Okay, I understand. It's a store. They can sell whatever they want. Right. But let's not pretend it's because they're not supporting you. Of course, you could write an Amazon app. Mm-hmm. I don't think Apple would say no to it. In fact, I wish Amazon would. There's no Google Play app on here either. You have to... If you want those things, you're going to have to use a Roku or some other device. But this is the only device that does AirPlay and has Apple's iTunes store. So, you know, you have to decide which device you want.
And Apple, Amazon really does have the upper hand, because it's not like with Netflix, you just think, oh, well, I'll cancel my subscription. And with Amazon Prime, you're not going to cancel your Amazon Prime because you get everything else with Amazon Prime.
It's a real, to me, this is a real negative to the Apple TVs. Yeah. It doesn't have Amazon streaming. So back out of this, this is Apple. We're in the App Store. We're going to stay in the App Store, but that was Apple's showing you what you might want to install right away, the HBO, the Netflix, the Hulu, that kind of thing. Go up to purchase, because I want to show you something else. If you've ever bought stuff on iOS, and if it's compatible with the Apple TV, it's going to show up here.
So these are all the apps. Like, that was the app. Ooh. Are these...
You're still learning it, aren't you?
I am.
Scroll a little bit to the right there.
Featured?
One to purchase.
Oh, to purchased.
Yeah. There you go. So these are things you purchased, like Periscope, or downloaded on your iPhone or your iPad. But these are things that are compatible with the Apple TV. So you won't see every app you own. You'll see a selection. It's good if you ever want to tell everybody what's going on. Go down one here. Go down one. We won't install that app.
Uh-oh. I wasn't trying to get away. That's an app that is women's health.
It's a women's health app. Just scroll down. We want to go there.
Okay. I'm really trying to do that, but...
I know. It's hard. You got to learn
it. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. I do love the way the icons pop out and they give you a little shadow. I think that's very easy. So Crossy Road, let's install that. Now, that's the Crossy Road, of course, you've installed before on iOS. That's why it showed up there. Remember, hit install and wait. Don't exit out.
What did I do?
Back out. Install when you hit the wrong button. So you have to sit there and watch it spin until it says open. You keep watching it.
Okay,
Your eyes off that. Now you can go somewhere else. But one of the things that's great about this is the new multiplayer Hoppy Road they showed at the announcement event. So this is one where you want to get your kids to get their iPhones or iPads out and pair them up with that and use it. Or you can get, as I did, you can go out and buy. I got the SteelSeries game controller and play Hoppy Road that way.
Crossy Road.
It's like Hoppy Road. But
I really
crossing.
Threw you that with that Plus, women's health app.
Press menu. I know. I'm flustered.
It's just women's health. It's nothing.
I don't know what that is. This is kind of interesting. Periscope. Everybody was kind of intrigued by the fact that Twitter made this compatible with the Apple TV. And I think the real idea is to make Periscope feel like a place you can go to. You know, you might want to sit on your TV and watch Periscope videos.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of intriguing. Anyway, if we back out of purchased apps, press menu and then a couple of times. Go back down to the App Store here. We want to go to the regular App Store. You'll see there's a lot of apps. I'm sorry. Yeah, we want to go back to featured. And just scroll down. You'll see there's a lot of apps. Again, these apps have to be written to use the remote control. There are certain things they cannot do, but it can be a standard iOS app, with a few of those exceptions. And you'll see there's quite a few apps that you may or may not really mm-hmm. think that, you know, watching Guilt on TV is that good.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of games. Now, pick something that costs money here.
Okay, well, I have a question. I will, but this app here, I paid $4.99 for on my iPad. Do I have to pay for it again?
I don't know. Let's open it up. In fact, I think this is your app cap, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, good news. You can install that directly.
So, I already paid the $4.99.
Now, if you had to pay for it, now you're going to have to enter your password again, and that's a little bit annoying. But there is a switch in the settings. Go ahead and install it. You might as well, because it'd be kind of fun to show your app cap on the Apple TV. No, you went too far. See?
Oh, geez.
That's a little confusing, right? The only way you know that that's selected is it's slightly popped out. It's not the easiest thing in the world to know. And again, we have to wait, and this is fairly large. But while we're waiting, there's two ways you can have this set, that every time you buy something, just like on your iPad, every time you buy something, you have to enter in your password. That's really hard with this device, as we've talked about. There is a setting that says, don't ever ask for the password. Just assume it's okay. But remember, if you've got kids in the family, that means they can buy anything that's on this store. So, I turned it on because I'm going to be the only one who knows, you know, how to do this. But, boy, I would worry. Like Annabella and Milo and Huck, I can see them saying, oh, I want this, this, and this. And $100 later, they purchased everything on the App Store.
Right.
So be careful. So now it's installed. You can exit out of that, or we can show that a little bit later because it is your app cap. I don't want to. But there is some other stuff I want to do. So go back up to the search and here and start entering T.
So I really just have to scroll over there.
Yeah.
Why can't I just use Siri?
W. Well, you want to? Let's try it. Maybe you can. I haven't tried that. Try it. Press Siri and say.
Twit.
Interesting question. Maroney.
Open the Twit app.
Twitter. Yeah. You don't seem to have an app named Twitter. So that would be good to do if you had an app installed. You could probably say open the Netflix app and it would open that.
Oh, but I can't see.
Yeah.
Search for the Twit app. Okay. Thanks,
it's
Siri.
Not the same Siri. This is like a different Siri. It's her cousin, Siri. And she understands new things, but she doesn't understand everything that the iPhone and iOS.
Okay. And she doesn't like to talk
series.
Back.
There you go.
So there we go.
Three Twit apps in the store. Very happy. We're going to talk about this a little late later on, and I have a thank you. But let's not do that right now, because that's going to be my app kit. Let's get some tiny kittens.
You want some tiny kittens?
Well, I'm just saying. It'd be a shame to rescue kitten. It's Rescue Kitten TV.
It looks like it's free.
Go ahead and get that. Watch adorable rescue kittens. Live 24/7? Oh, man.
I really should be able to do it.
I hate it. I know. Okay. Pass.
Okay.
I did want to show you that. So that's why, even though that's a free app, that's why I turned on the setting that says, no, I don't want to enter that password ever again. It's just a painful way to have to earn it on that remote. I got pretty good at going. Merging twins? You think that's rescue twins? I don't know. Back
out
of that.
Know.
Air feed for Twitter. You see, there's a lot of apps on here.
Yeah.
Let's play some video.
Okay. I don't think I have any on there.
Do you have any TV shows? Go on the TV shows. Did you buy any TV shows? What are you, cheap?
I know. I am.
Purchased. Let's see what you got. Anything?
I don't think I recently had to change my Apple ID. So, yeah, it's only the last couple of years.
You own nothing.
I own nothing.
Because I wanted to show you some cool Siri things. Well, here, ask it. Okay, say, press the. So the way you get Siri is you press the voice button.
Mm-hmm.
Ask it, show me James Bond movies.
Show me James Bond movies.
You got to keep holding it. Okay, lesson number one, you got to keep holding it. And there we go, lesson number one.
Okay, here, let me try that again. Show me James Bond movies.
Let go. Yeah. So it's, remember in the old days of iOS, you press, you'd hold, you'd talk, and let go. That's what you have to do. Now do this. This is, and they did this in the demo. Don't just press it again and say, with Sean Connery.
Just with Sean Connery?
Mm-hmm.
With Sean Connery.
Look at that.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. The cross. This is the, I think to me, there are three or four features that make the Apple TV special. One of them is this. and the ability to find these. Now, if you click one of these across a variety of platforms, so it searches the iTunes store, it searches Netflix, it searches Hulu. There are a few things it doesn't search yet, but I'm sure it will. It's showing you the places you can get this. You see here, available on iTunes and Hulu. If it were available on Netflix, you would see that. You can decide whether to buy it. I think that's great. Cross-platform search is something we've wanted for a long time. I remember buying the show, The Killing, because I didn't realize it was free on Netflix. Uh-huh. So this is going to eliminate some of those unnecessary purchases. It'll help you find what you want to watch. I wonder what else we should... How about find Halloween, maybe? Search for Halloween.
Find Halloween.
And there we go. We have a whole variety of Halloween things you can see. And like, look at the Disney Junior Halloween. This is, for kids, this is really great. Apparently only on iTunes, okay? Mm. So that's nice. I think that's a really good feature. I wish we could get some video playing, because I'd like to play something back. Let's back out and go to the settings real quickly. I know we're out of time here. We've spent a little bit too much time. But one of the features I really love is you can use Siri to skip ahead, to skip back. You can say skip ahead 2 minutes, oh, skip back 2 minutes. But you can also say, what did he say?
Oh, yeah.
And that works. Do we have anything we can play here?
No, let me just borrow this.
Yeah, you'd have to log into your Netflix to do it.
Unless you wanted to buy a movie.
Seeing what else we can see in here. Sleep, accessibility. This you're going to want to turn on. These are parental restrictions, which restrict in a certain, you don't want to have explicit podcasts anymore, just good podcasts like mm-hmm. ours, things like that.
Can you skip ahead? Well, probably not in the TWIT apps.
That's a good question. I don't know. I've turned off restrictions. So you first have to turn them on. You're going to give it. I won't do this now because you are going to want to do this. Mm-hmm. This is very much like iOS. You've probably seen this all before. Just thinking if there are any other settings. It's got your iCloud, and you can have a separate accounts for iCloud, iTunes, and Game Center, which is nice. This is that home sharing. I suggest you turn that on if you've got family members who like to call in the middle of a TV show, that kind of thing. Let's see. Surround sound auto, reduce loud sounds off. That's kind of interesting. They ever have movies? Batman Begins. Very quiet. Then all of a sudden things start to blow up and the neighbors complain. So this is kind of nice. You can actually reduce loud sounds. I won't turn that on because you live in the country. what else? AirPlay is really a handy feature. It allows you to... You probably would want to rename this to the Apple TV in the living room or whatever in that way. And it gives you fills in some basic choices, or you can have a...
Oh.
I want a great room.
Yeah.
I should have a great room. How great is your great room? It's great. AirPlay display under scan, I would leave that in auto. You can set, if your TV is not displaying the whole image or worse, cutting off some of the image, you can adjust that. We maybe want to adjust for you the touch mm-hmm. surface tracking, maybe slow that down a little bit for those of you who have trouble with that. This is where you'd pair your Bluetooth joysticks or your iPhones, that kind of thing. You can have additional remotes, obviously. So I think this is... they've done a nice job of setting this all up. And you see the settings for Lumino City now immediately appear here. Settings for Netflix appear here. Not much you can do with that.
On YouTube, does it include the, skip back? Or
let's
what
try
did they
that.
Just say?
Let's try that. Let's go into YouTube, because that's... Oh, we didn't install it. Well, let's do that now.
Okay.
So I'm going to...
You can... I don't think I have any embarrassing photos. That's fine. Let's just check.
Let's go to featured, because YouTube is for sure a featured app in here. I think the App Store is the other thing that's going to make a very big difference. Siri and the App Store, to me, are the two big things that make a difference here. Now, with YouTube, you're going to want to sign into your Google account, especially if you've paid for YouTube Music, because then you'll get YouTube Red, and you'll get let's go to Hillary Clinton Bar Talk.
Did you see Trump on O'Reilly this week?
All right, so we're watching a clip from Seth. By the way, look how good that looks.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really empowering for networks like is that Miley Cyrus? Wow. All right, now I'm going to see. What did she say?
Love that guy.
Backed up.
He says whatever he wants.
Now, it didn't turn on closed captioning because that's not available on this YouTube. But if you have it available on Netflix or some other thing, you'll see closed captioning for 15 seconds. It goes back 15 seconds, which is great. Or skip ahead 2 minutes. It'll jump forward 2 minutes. So there's some really – I really feel like that is a very natural, easy interface. You're not doing the swiping. Although swiping does work. Watch, I can swipe and scrub through it. So it's, I think having the trackpad in here is pretty good too. So there's kind of a few of the best features of the Apple TV. I guess the question probably most people are saying is, I already have the old Apple TV, Apple TV 3. Should I get Apple TV 4? And I think we've shown you enough of the difference that you would see whether you want it. The Twit apps look great on here. You saw how good YouTube looked. I mean, it really is like watching TV, mm-hmm. but it's YouTube. I think they've done a nice job with this. $200 is a lot of money. I guess you can get $150 if you don't want to download stuff. If you you see the computers button, if you've got home sharing set up, you can see, we'd have to log in and everything, but you can see what's on your Macintosh in the other room. You can play back music from your Macintosh and so forth. A lot of music apps on here. And of course, the default music app, which is Apple's own Apple Music, is front and center right there. I think they've done a nice job. I like the interface. If you need Amazon, if you need Google Play, maybe you're going to need a Roku too. Mm. I mean, I think if you can afford it, the ideal is to have both. Get the new Roku. It has voice search. It has 4K. It has some of those other things. Get the Apple TV so that you can watch iTunes movies. And I do think that the user interface on this is probably the best of
it looks
the, of
really
the
nice.
Bunch. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So, and it's got a great screensaver. We just have to press menu a couple of extra times, back out, and we're going to see. Oh, I think that's Hawaii.
And so does it come with you setting it up for everyone?
Yeah, I'll come to your house.
Okay.
I'll set it up, show you how to use the remote. There's a little bit of a learning curve. You know, we cut it out. I'm hoping we cut it out. It took us a long time to get the Bluetooth pairing to work. We did. We rebooted Megan's phone, and it just didn't work right away out of the box. And others have reported similar problems. I think I ended up doing it manually. I can't remember, but I know I had to enter the password a little more than I'd like. But the thing is, once you've set it up, you set it up.
Yeah.
You're probably going to want to spend an hour getting all of the apps that you usually use on there and logging into each of them. Most of them, unlike the Netflix app, most of them will allow you to have your computer handy so you can log into the HBO account and all of that on your computer, and it'll automatically save you a little bit of typing in the computer. I like the Apple TV. I wish it weren't so expensive. I wish it supported Amazon and Google Play. If it did that, man, this would be the one device.
Yeah, it's interesting because my Roku, I have Amazon, Google Play. But
we watch Amazon a lot. And most smart TVs have Amazon, so maybe you don't worry about it. Maybe it's not a big deal.
All right. Should we talk about who brought us this spectacular demonstration?
Let me check my clipboard. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're not allowed in heaven. Oh, no, wrong clipboard. Here it is. Brain. I've been moonlighting as St. Peter. Braintree. Oh, man, this is heaven. I gave him a new name, No Pain Tree. Braintree is the painless way to integrate mobile payments into your app or your website. It is phenomenal. We've talked to a lot of mobile app developers who have used Braintree. In fact, the best in the business. Uber, Airbnb, Lyft, GitHub. In fact, so many that you've almost certainly used Braintree already, just didn't know it. Braintree in your app means your users will get to use any kind of payment they want. Apple Pay, you bet. Android Pay, you bet. Even Bitcoin, of course, credit cards and PayPal and Venmo. It is the ultimate in mobile payment solutions. Fraud protection, secure. It reassures your users as well. You know, 70% of mobile carts are abandoned before the transaction occurs. Not with Braintree. That's why Uber uses Braintree. Uber, the secret sauce is that quick and easy payment. You get out of the car, it's done. There's no button to push. That's Braintree's V.0 SDK. You could be using it too. We talked to Ankur Arya, who is the general manager for Braintree Mobile, about online retailing and the next big thing. He had this to say.
Contextual commerce is bringing the buying experience inside of a newsfeed or a consumer platform and not requiring the consumer to have to click away to a merchant's website to complete a purchase. So it's really taking all of the really good demographic data and allowing consumers to buy where they're comfortable discovering things. So the same way that consumers love to do a one-click buying experience with Uber, Airbnb, they're going to want to do that experience with some of these big consumer platforms that they're highly engaged with.
The idea is no-click buying or one-click buying, make it as easy as possible for you users to do what they want to do. No matter what you're selling, Braintree's fast payouts, amazing support mean you'll always be ready, whether you're earning your first dollar or your billionth dollar. You'll see fewer abandoned carts, more sales. It is literally the best mobile payment solution. And it's yours right now. A full-stack payment solution integrates easily with 10 lines of code. What else can I say? Oh, I know. How about this? $50,000, your first $50,000 in transactions, fee-free. Now how much would you pay? BraintreePayments.com/iOS today. BraintreePayments.com/iOS today. Braintree Payments means no pain tree payments. I like that. I made that up.
That's good.
Thank you, Braintree. Look at this. Isn't this gorgeous? You feel like you're there. But, you know, I don't understand really screensavers on these devices because you don't want to leave your TV on, do you? For those who aren't watching, I think this is not a plane. I think this has to be a drone. Look how close it's flying to the ground here. The detail. I believe this is Hawaii. I think it might be Hana. You know where the Jurassic Park,
right?
With the planes flying in and there's the waterfalls. I think that's where this is, but I could be wrong.
It's beautiful.
I just leave my TV on all day. It's on right now. The dog's watching it.
Well, thank you for buying me this Apple TV. You also bought me this Microsoft Band.
Oh, you want to show us this?
Yeah.
Now, you might say, folks, this is an iOS, but it works with
it
iOS.
It does work with iOS. So this is the band. I guess that's the best place for me to show you. You know what? I'm going to just take it off because I find it easier to work with. First of all, because it does, as a watch, this is not really designed to be a watch.
It does show the time.
It does show the time, but it's not always on, and it doesn't have the accelerometer that the Apple Watch has, so that when you turn,
it doesn't have an accelerometer.
So not for turning that on.
Oh, I see. So you have to press a button to see the time?
You have to press a button to see the time. But if you're using it as a workout device, it's always on. So if you set a workout, then it's always on.
It's a nice screen. It looks like an OLED screen.
It's an OLED display. Yeah. It is nice. The Band 1 was not as nice. Alex has the Band 1. I tried that on Friday. It's got the heart rate monitor in here. It's got a barometer, so it tells what the weather is, and the barometer tells you elevation, so it's an elevation sensor.
So if you go upstairs, I use a stair climber. I want to know how many stairs I've gone up. It doesn't tell you that because it doesn't know. But if you went up actual stairs, it would.
Yes. So there's two buttons on here. There's the activity button, which is there to start a timer, to start a workout.
Flying over my house. Oh, I'm sorry.
And then here's the button to the display. So
I got to tell you, it looks fairly clunky. Did you feel... is it uncomfortable?
It's not uncomfortable, and I slept with it last night, which I don't really do with my Apple Watch. So, and it was not uncomfortable.
All right.
And let's just...
It doesn't feel clunky to you?
It feels...
It looks a little clunky, but I'm glad to know that it feels comfortable.
I think that I would wear it with the Apple Watch, I'll tell you.
You've walked 5,000 steps already?
I have. I went for a little run this morning. Should we look through that? Because I wanted to test it fully. So... battery life is great. It's 48-hour battery life, which
okay,
is
it's halfway down, but you didn't charge it last night.
No,
obviously.
So there's some 100. So here's what I've run today.
You ran 3 miles almost.
I did.
Good for you.
You know, I only ran 1.8 miles. The rest I've just walked around, following you around, trying to get you to talk to me. So where'd you go? Want me to see your heart rate?
I can run a little faster than Megan does, thank God, still.
So here's my notifications. It's just notifications. You can't act on them.
So this is, besides the fitness, it does do...
Yeah.
You can't act on them, but can you read them?
You can read them. Show that. I don't know. Let's see. I can read them. That's actually a voicemail to the show, so I won't read
them. Oh, okay.
But this is not private. This is just regular mom stuff. So I can read it, And also, if I want to read it, if that print is too small, I press the this activity button, and it reads it like that. Do you see?
Oh, wow.
So
that Clayton Morris would be happy. That's how his Read Quick app works.
So, yeah, it's...
That's kind of cool. You know what? Yeah. That, you can actually read it.
Right. So I can't respond.
So what it's doing for people listening is it's doing the one word at a time. But it's doing it fast enough, you can kind of follow and read the message that way.
Yeah, so it has my email, nothing new. It has my calendar.
So it shows text messages, emails. It looked like it shows phone calls as well.
Yes, phone calls. I won't, yeah.
But you can't pick up the phone, obviously.
You can't talk on the phone and you can't respond.
When you get a call, do you see that somebody's calling and see who it is when you get a call? You want me to call you?
Yes.
I don't know your number.
I don't think you can. I think it's just a missed call. But
20 years I've been working with you. I
only got it on Friday. Okay, so here's the workout. And this is definitely, so I can start a new activity just by pressing the activity button.
What range of activities does it have?
It has more of a range than the Apple Watch. I'll tell you, okay. It's running and biking, yeah. Golf. Which yeah. I'll never use. But
you know, they really sold the golf on that. With a third-party app, you can actually see the course, and there's all sorts of stuff you can do.
Yeah, really work on your swing. Yeah. And it has weightlifting, which I guess just shows what, you know, your movement.
It won't show how many pounds I've lifted, but it shows that I lifted
But it does
something.
Have workouts in there, built in, that will help you. Like, you can choose a weightlifting workout, and it'll tell you. Yes. So this is also better than the Apple Watch, different. It has GPS. The Apple Watch does not have GPS.
For running, that's great.
Yes, for running, you can actually plan out and track your run. I mean, you can track your run and run with it. You can use GPS with the iPhone and the watch, but I find it very uncomfortable to bring my giant, you know, iPhone 6S with me running.
Right.
I've been looking for, like, a band to wear. People, thank you
I
for sending the recommendations.
Case. Let me give you your case back.
Oh, that's okay. But
you have the loop case. That's a weird case. Yeah.
So this has GPS built in, and the way it saves the battery is it's not running all the time, so you just turn it on when you need to. So here's my last run, and it tells me how far I've gone. I went, it was only 1.5 miles. My pace... My elevation.
So he's saying,
my calories,
is it time? Is it not showing AM and PM, or maybe you have it in 24-hour mode?
Wait, where's the time?
Are you one of those European types?
No, the time is. That was how much time I ran. It was 17 minutes 41 seconds.
It's not 5:41 at night.
No, it's not.
Because my car is going to get.
So this, all of this stuff, also doesn't automatically appear on the watch. Like it does after you've run. But you couldn't go back and look at it and show it off.
So this is the result of your run, and it just shows that briefly?
No, this shows, it's just there for me to look and remember what I did this morning.
Okay. So you can't show it off.
Well, I can show it off to you. I'm showing it off right now. Look at that.
So you can show it off.
11-minute miles. That's something.
That's good. That's better than me.
Let's see. I had some other notes about
my
the
Apple Watch
that
is telling me it's jealous.
It doesn't look as nice, but for fitness, I do think it does a lot of things that the Apple Watch doesn't.
Does it tell you to stand up at 10 minutes to the hour?
It doesn't tell me to stand up. It does tell me the amount of steps I've done.
According
the calories.
To this, my Apple Watch says I've only stood up 4 hours out of four times in the last 12 hours.
I miss that, actually.
Do you miss that?
Yeah.
I turn that off immediately. I don't
like being awarded and
prizes
told,
for doing
yeah,
anything.
Everything. Yeah. So. It is a thermal plastic elastomer silicon vulcanate band.
It's called rubber.
So I'm going to do a full review on Before You Buy, just to tell you anything
will you
else that...
Do me a favor. Will you do it in a Princess Leia outfit?
I did the unboxing in the Princess Leia outfit. And
I just want continuity.
So I will. Okay. I will. Yeah. I feel like that might have taken away from my authority a little.
It's really funny.
Bit.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I'm the guy who wore the Mad Hatter.
But yeah, it was... I'm learning. I'm like you. I'm learning as I go with this. So I had unboxed it. I knew some things about it. Now I know some more things.
What I hear from people is it is a better fitness band. Probably than the Apple Watch, although, but it doesn't do nearly as much. And I think the fact that you have to press a button to see what time it is really
annoying.
There
should be an always on. I was happy to see when I actually exercised that it was always on.
It has
on.
Enough battery life. It could do that. You just have to charge it every night.
And maybe it does that, and I just don't know yet. Just like I don't know if I can see when someone's calling. I will figure that out. Those are the questions that I will answer as I follow up.
Derek says he'll see you at base camp, by the way, in case you're wondering where Derek went.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't show AM and PM, it looks like. But I guess you would know.
Yeah. And it has a built-in sleep tracker, too.
Oh, it does?
It does.
Did it track your sleep?
It did track my sleep. You want to look at that?
Yeah, what does it say about it?
So,
well, all I see is the back of your head, but it looks
so
well
you can
rested.
Set an alarm. You can set one of those special alarms that wakes you up exactly when you need to be woken up. Yeah. Have you heard of that?
The smart alarm. It does that when you're in lighter sleep, it wakes you up. It doesn't wake you up when you're in deep sleep.
Right.
That's rude.
So you can do that. I was in bed for 9 hours and 10 minutes last night, but I only slept 8 hours and 17 minutes. Sorry.
Well, that's better than me. That's good.
So I had 92% efficiency.
That's very efficient.
And I woke up 5 times thinking about...
That means you moved your wrist.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do they know you woke up? You could have been sleepwalking.
That's true. I am not going to give up my Apple Watch. I love my Apple Watch. I might wear both. But I thought, really, to give it a full test, I'd have to not wear the Apple Watch for a week.
Yeah.
It's also weird how, you kind of have to go like this to look at the time. Like, it's...
You know what you should do?
I've seen
you wear it upside down, military style.
But that's not the best look, I don't think, either. The clasp is slightly improved, but that is a little bit clunky. So, like, that's what it would look like. I guess that's kind of stylish. I don't know.
I think that's how Paul Theroux, I think he wears
that's
it.
How Alex wears his.
Yeah.
Alex Gumpel.
I think that's the sensible way to do it.
And the screen is stronger than the last one. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say about the... And speaking of things you've bought me or will buy me, the iPad Pro, rumored November 11th.
11-11. Mm-hmm. That's Veterans Day.
That's also my 15th anniversary. Crystal is the wedding gift for 15. The Crystal display. Now it's an anniversary gift. Thank you.
iPad Pro. Crystal. There you go. Now, this is rumor. Apple hasn't confirmed.
Yeah.
And the other part of the rumor that I thought was interesting is it's not a pre-order date. You can go into a store on 11-11 and just say, I'll take, here's $1,000, make it rain, and I'll take one.
That's what Mark Gurman says.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it's not just Mark. Wall Street Journal said it now. 9 to 5. I think a lot of people are saying, yeah, our sources agree, 11-11. Mm-hmm. You know how they know? They have to train the Apple Store folks, and they're in training right now. They're being told it's going to be out. That's a Wednesday, a week, right? Isn't it? It's a week from Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday, yes.
Yeah.
It is Veterans Day. So if you want enough money to buy your own, then maybe you should use Wealthfront.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wealthfront, also a sponsor of our show.
Oh, yeah, Wealthfront. That Wealthfront. No, Wealthfront is not for saving up to buy an iPad
Pro. Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Wealthfront is for saving for your long-term goals. I guess for buying a house would be okay. For a rainy day fund, emergency fund. Really, for your retirement. See, Wealthfront, the whole idea of Wealthfront is, let me step back a bit. I hope you're saving money, right? If you're not saving money, you better start saving money. But saving money doesn't mean taking money and putting it in the mattress or a piggy bank or a bank. The interest rates you're paying at the bank in the savings account now, you might as well put it in a piggy bank. You're making hardly anything. Saving it also means investing it. You want that money to grow. And you know, the nice thing about long-term investments is it's compounded. It grows, and it grows faster every year. And so it's not hard at all to put more money aside than you ever thought possible. But you need to start now, and you need to decide how you're going to manage those investments. Are you going to, pick a couple of stocks, buy it, and then just forget about it for 20 years? Not the best strategy. Maybe you're smarter than that. Maybe you're going to say, no, I'm going to buy mutual funds. I'm going to be diversified, maybe some bonds, maybe some stocks. And then what? Are you going to rebalance every quarter? Are you going to pay attention to it? Or are you just going to forget about it 10 years later? Go, gee, I wonder how my investments are doing. And then you're too scared to look. That's not a good idea. All right. Oh, I know. You're going to go down to the stockbroker down the street, and you're going to get him to manage your money. Now, that's nuts because, first of all, he's going to charge from 1% to 3% of the money that he has under management. That's how much it's going to cost you. Nowadays, if you're making 4% and he's taking 3%, put it in the piggy bank again. That's not a good idea. Plus, it's not just the 1% to 3% they charge you for managing the money. It's the hidden fees, the transaction fees, all the charges that they add up on there. They're not in it for their health. And frankly, it's not the best way to invest. Wealthfront, it's the way to invest. For 1/4 of 1% per year, 0.25% per year, you're going to get the most sophisticated management out there. It's software. It's software that's taught, it's trained, that's based on the books by Burton Malkiel and Charles Ellis, Winning the Loser's Game and A Random Walk Down Wall Street. Their Wealthfront's investment team has more than 200 years of investment experience. They've written some of the best investment books, books I remember reading and going, yeah, it's amazing. They're doing stuff, because it's computer software, that a human just can't do. Things like tax loss harvesting, direct indexing, reinvesting. It's talking about constant monitoring. And the nice thing is everything's transparent. You get the app or look on your dashboard on your desktop, and you'll see every trade Wealthfront's making on your behalf. You'll see exactly how you're doing. They are doing sophisticated stuff to optimize your after-tax returns and simultaneously lowering your tax bill. And all of that for 0.25% a year. Zero commissions and no hidden fees. No additional charges at all for any of Wealthfront's services. No wonder they've grown 20 times in the last 2 years. Now $2.6 billion under management. And you can get started for as little as $500. Yes, for retirement, for non-retirement, for long-term rainy day fund. It is a perfect investment. Visit the website. Do me a favor. Just check it out. Wealthfront.com/IOS today. You can get a free personalized investment portfolio. You just answer a few questions about your time frame, about your risk aversion. They'll design a portfolio. You can see exactly what they would be investing in. It's great. And this all is costs you nothing. You got a little bit of time to go to wealthfront.com/IOS today. You'll learn a lot. Just looking at this, you'll learn a lot. For compliance purposes, I have to tell you, Wealthfront Incorporated is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are offered through Wealthfront Brokerage Corporation, member FINRA and SIPC. This is not a solicitation to buy or sell securities. Investing in securities involves risks, and there is the possibility of losing money. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Please visit Wealthfront.com to read their full disclosure. Now, we also have a deal for you, and I think this is really incredible. Yes, you could start with $500. The first $15,000 you invest entirely free of charge for life. That is an amazing deal. Not 0.25%, 0.25%. Nothing for life. For the first $15,000, wealthfront.com/IOS today. This is the smart, modern way to plan for your future. Really, really like it. Set it and forget it. Okay, Magan.
So we have some questions from viewers, comments.
Yes, we do.
Aisha writes...
Look at that, by the way. That's the New York City skyline straight down.
That's
beautiful. Isn't that neat? Yeah, and see this movement in it. Little fans in the air conditioning.
That is really cool.
It's really pretty, yeah.
Aisha writes, love the show, but one question. Why the hype about 3D Touch? It's just long press. That interaction has been in iOS apps for a long time. All they've done is move the interaction to the home screen. Maybe I'm wrong, though, and you guys can explain how the two interactions are significantly different.
Okay, so it isn't long press. You still have long press, by the way. So it's an additional user interface item. So I'll just show you. Long press, for instance, I'm going to long press. I'm not going to press hard. I'm just going to touch. Whoops. That's touch. That's one. This is long press. That's where you get the jiggle, 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 right? And then I should do this.
You want to do it on your phone?
No, I'll do it here. You can see it. Oh, do I not have it on this?
You don't have 3D touch on your iPad, do you?
See? No, I wish I did.
You're some kind of witchcraft.
So as you can see, you already had all of that. But now with long press, you press, and now,
3D
tap. So I've already done the first two. This is a third one, and that will give you a contextual menu, or if you're already in the app, I'll go into Instagram, and this is up to the app developer. It could give you additional information. In Instagram, let's say I see this fabulous photo of Lady Gaga. If I force touch or 3D touch, I can see more of Lady Gaga's images just by... I'm sorry, there, that's... So you see the difference, by the way? That was... the first one was the touch. The second one was the 3D touch.
Well, there's the peak. That's the peak. And
there's
then the pop
peak,
is
and
press
then
harder.
The pop.
Yeah, that's the pop.
So there's three levels. There's touch, there's peak, and there's pop. And that's why it's not the same as a long press. There's more going on. Admittedly, right now, it's kind of trivial uses.
I like how it works in news. Do you ever use it in news?
Let me go. I've hidden news now. I decided I don't want to see you ever again, news, because so if I do it, oh look, I can see mobile apps, Android Opera. These are recent sections that I've read.
So then, if you and go into you, the app, I like okay. it because you can, if you maybe want to read the article, but you don't, you're not sure,
you can peek
and then pop to open it all the way.
Uh-huh.
That's what I like.
Okay, you know what? That's pretty nice.
And then, yeah, you can peek and pop at keywords, too.
There are a couple of problems I have with it. One is it's not every app does it. I hope every app will do it eventually. Mm-hmm. Not even every Apple app does it.
Yeah.
But also, it's not unpredictable when you're at the icon level. I mean, when you do
it now.
Yeah, when you do it, you're going to get, you know, reasonable selections. Write, post, upload video, photo, take photo or video. Those are reasonable selections. It's when you're in the app, as you saw with Instagram, even though I've used it before, it wasn't completely clear what was going to happen right. when I did which.
Yeah.
So, but that's the way it is always in iOS. Everybody gets a little bit of their own flavor into it. I think it really is something special.
Yeah, there are. I mean, I like it with Overcast. I use it.
Show us Overcast.
It has these episodes.
That's your podcast.
Yeah, the podcast from Marco Arment.
Nice.
It's like that's a third-party app.
Yeah, of course Marco would implement it.
He does. For their support.
Well, that's Meta. I guess he doesn't have any internally, but yeah. I thought he had some. Yeah, no, it doesn't do anything within.
And that's what I mean. You can't really, you don't really know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I liken it to right click, the contextual menu that pops up on Windows when you right click on something. It's and that seems to work better because it's going to always give you a menu of things you can do in that context. It's
right.
context sensitive. And then that's true about when it's at the icon level. Once you're in an app, you don't really know what you're going to get.
You don't know what
it's
you're going to get.
It's kind of a mystery meat.
It's like a box of chocolates.
But I love it. Now, here in this is in Tweetbot, which does have in-app stuff, mm-hmm. and you can press lightly to get the tweet and more information about the tweet, the conversation. Press harder to see detail. Mm-hmm. So I feel like application developers are starting to take advantage of this, which is great. But it just remains to be seen how much more will be done with it. It's
right.
you know, it's we haven't had a change to the user interface in ever really
yeah.
in iOS, so that's why it's a big deal.
So last week we talked about Boomerang, the new app that does the little back and forth.
And we did a Boomerang. You did some razzmatazz.
I did.
Yeah.
Steve, we got a voicemail from Steve about because we're kind of like, well, what do you use this for? So we have a voicemail, I think.
Hey, Megan and Leo. This is Steve from New Hampshire. And I was watching your show from this last week. You're talking about the Boomerang app for Instagram, and you're wondering, you know, what's the point of it, especially when they say it's good to give an expression or, you know, make a face or something.
Yeah.
And I got thinking, you know, that Facebook now owns Instagram,
yeah.
and so they Facebook has those new profile photos where now they allow video. And I was wondering if they hope that you take that Boomerang video, that short little thing, and make that your profile photo in
Brilliant.
Facebook, maybe eventually in Instagram as well. Just a thought. Thanks for the show. Bye.
That's right. You can use animated GIFs now on your Facebook profile mm-hmm. app, and I've seen people do that.
Yeah.
Can you use?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I saw. So I tried to do it. I didn't. I didn't change my profile yet to that. But you
know
can.
What I'm going to do? A spit take.
Oh, you totally should. So every time someone looks at your Facebook profile, you think you're laughing at you.
All right. It's going to take some effort.
Okay.
And probably a lot of people will get wet.
Yeah.
But I am going to do that.
Okay, good. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Go see my Facebook profile in about an hour.
So last week I was talking about Wunderlist on the Apple Watch. Then how
Wunderlist is wunderbar.
I said you couldn't see all your lists, and that was annoying to me. And we talked about some other apps. Callan Washburn tweeted at me that all you need to do is scroll down. I can't show you, as
Doy.
You know, because it doesn't work on the band at all. But yeah, you just scroll down. So Wunderlist on the Apple Watch, great app. If you want to see all your lists, scroll down. Thank you for that tweet.
I'd show you, but I can't find it in this icon mess.
Oh, you have Wunderlist on
of
your
Of course
Apple
I
Watch.
Have it on here. I don't know where it is, though.
You know, it's there's something to be said about the band that doesn't do as much, but is fast at everything it does. I mean, that little waiting circle, I feel like I spend a lot of time waiting. Richard has a great email. He said, I have a question I hope you can answer. My mom just passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have several voicemails of her on my phone. Is there any way to back them up on my PC? I would hate to lose them because they're the last recordings of her voice that I have. Thank you. In advance. So I don't, let me, there's going to be a lot of phone numbers on my, that you might
need,
not want to show.
You need a PC or a Mac to do this. You need you need a computer to hook it up to, right, to do this.
Well, I don't think so. I think all I had to do was, let's see, well, I'll get one from my husband that there's a share button right there.
You just share it.
And then you share it. Okay. And here, you can show that now, I think, Anthony. So there's that share button there. And then you can text it or email it or
so
have
you
it
could,
notes or save
you
it
could
to
send the audio to somebody else.
You could save it to Dropbox. I did
that.
Oh,
there you
and that
go.
Worked.
All right.
So really, if there's only a few, that's
easy.
What I would do. Just
I was going to show him some software. This is from Ecamm, E-C-A-M-M. It's called PhoneView. This is probably good to know about anyway. It is a Mac program, I think. $29.95, but you can try it for free, and it basically lets you see all the data on your iPhone. So not just voicemails, but everything, and you can copy it from your iPhone to your computer. You can save SMS, iMessages, WhatsApp messages, iPhone voicemails, call history, multimedia, and so forth. So a lot of people use this if they have a lot to copy. It makes it very straightforward. You literally can just copy the stuff off onto your Mac. But you do have to have a Mac. He mentioned a PC, so this isn't a great solution for Windows users. But for Mac users, this is the only way I know that you can actually copy everything off of your iPhone.
Yeah, he said several voicemails, so I figure it's, you know,
I think
just
your solution is good. Just share it out.
Share it.
Or send it to Dropbox.
Yeah, or
then
save
you have the little
memos.
Audio file.
Yeah.
And you can you know do anything you want with it. You can burn it a DVD,
right.
A tribute DVD to your mom. I hope she left nice voicemails. I hope it wasn't like mom saying, you know, don't forget to wear your boots.
It is interesting though because that is like it's a relic of people. You know, you think about it. I hate deleting voicemails because I just think, oh, that's.
I get this call regularly on the radio show. It's why I know about Ecamm and other solutions because I literally. People call me all the time
asking,
saying I have, you know, voicemails of a dear departed family member and what I want to, I've kept this phone for years
because
I didn't want to lose it. And older phones, it's much more challenging.
Right.
The iPhone makes it easy.
Yeah. So here's more of a tech supporty question. Lawrence from Odo, Japan asks, he says that he was installing his Apple TV. Very few apps available here in Japan. I can't get Hulu to install. Just keeps spinning circle for days.
Yeah.
One thing I don't get is that Siri is not available when I set the language to English. I can use Siri if I set the Apple TV language to Japanese. This seems weird because I can use Siri in either English or Japanese on my phone. I don't know. I thought maybe you could just say, as we showed, it's a brand new product. Sometimes you got to turn it off and turn it back on. Or do you have a specific answer for him. For apps that, we start with the first question, for apps that just don't install, they just spin and spin.
Well, every app store is unique to each country.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see it, though, in your app store and you're in the Japanese app store, you should be able to get it. If you, and it sounds like he might have done this, if you've set your app store to be the U.S. app store in order to see more apps, that doesn't mean you'll be able to install them. You'll just be able to see them. I don't know why he's having that problem. Let's hope by now he's fixed it. I think there are a few launch day glitches with the Apple TV. Mine seems to go dark once in a while. And I've checked the cable. Other devices don't do it. Maybe it's an interaction between my TV. I don't want to blame the Apple TV. But I just noticed that it seems to be glitching a little bit. And I have a feeling, you know, there'll be a firmware update. Things will get better. But it is the case. This is a brand new device, and I think there are a few glitches.
So you can write to us 757-504-iPad.
That's not
calling.
That's
you
not
can
our
call.
Mail address.
You can call
you,
us.
You can do
that.
That.
You can write to us.
I wonder if you wrote that number on an envelope and you put it in the mail, what would happen?
That's a good question. Probably nothing.
Probably nothing. It'd stay in the mailbox.
You can call us 757-504-iPad. You can write to us iOS today at twit.tv. You can. Find me on Twitter. I'm @MeganMaroney. We love your questions, your comments, your corrections. And we have one more sponsor, and then we're going to do our app cap where we...
Has it already that time?
It is way past that
now,
time, I think.
One thing I've noticed is that I am still getting kind of the same few videos over and over again. That's not been my experience at home. I don't know if it's our network or maybe the Apple TV. I don't know. It is random, and maybe sometimes with random you get repeats, but I've been seeing a lot of repeats. And I haven't seen some of the cool cities like Beijing that I had hooped
Did
to
we not?
See.
Yeah.
No, we didn't screw anything up. That's just,
we didn't do it.
That's just,
it's not our
it's
fault.
Just, no, it's just...
Okay.
Just I think people at home are saying, well, that's great, but I keep seeing Hannah. I mean, are we in the lost world?
Maybe. I wonder if lynda.com has a how to use your Apple TV video yet.
Golly, I bet they do. You know what? They're amazing that way. Lynda, lynda.com. It's a great place for people who want to learn, who want to know more about life. Who want to make things happen. We're all, I think anybody who watches our shows likes to learn. And I think lynda.com is just perfect for you because obviously you can learn visually and audio, and that's what Lynda is. It's beautifully produced videos, professionally produced with some of the best teachers, the most passionate, kind of almost evangelists for the technology they're talking about. When you get Burt Monroy teaching you Photoshop, you know you're getting the best. Ben Long, Derek Street teaching you photography. You're getting the best. It's a great place to go to learn, whether it's your hobby or your work, for fun, for you know, for profit. Latest courses at lynda.com. I'll give you an example. If you're a designer, you're going to want to know about getting started with After Effects CC 2015. See Anthony Nielsen, you probably want to do that. He's an After Effects guru. He probably could teach a class. Up and running with Premiere Elements 14. See, that's great for the home user because that's Premiere Elements is the up and running with Photo Magico, Music Production Secrets, up and running. The up and running series is, you know, getting started with something with Fruity Loops. You know what Fruity Loops are? Besides being a fabulous morning cereal, it's that great the MIDI loop software, FL Studio 12. They stopped calling it Fruity Loops. Now they call it FL. You know, like we don't know. There's also Burt Monroy's weekly Pixel Playground series. Burt walks you through a fun, self-contained Photoshop or Illustrator project. I love the Photo Tools weekly show with Jan Kabili, where you can learn new image editing techniques in just a few minutes. There's Ben teaching you to be a better photographer. Some of the best people, many of them friends of ours, will teach you. And what's nice is they work with the software companies, with the hardware companies, to have these programs ready when the new software comes out. So if there's a new piece of software you need to learn for work, you pretty much can guarantee you can go to lynda.com and learn it. They've got course transcripts so you can jump right to the part of the thing you need to know. Or if you're like me and you like to watch from beginning to end, you can do that as well. You can even download the tutorials and watch them on the go, including access on your Android or iOS device. Lynda, lynda.com. What is Photo Magico? Looks like a, is it like a Photoshop kind of? Oh, it's an app. Okay, cool. Lets you do video editing, I guess. See, look at that. I didn't even know about that. See, we should know about that for iOS today. Mm-hmm. Look at that. So they have a whole thing on how to use that. Lynda.com. How would you like to take that course for free? You can take that and any of their 3,000 courses free for the next 10 days when you go to lynda.com/iOS today. Lynda, lynda.com/iOS today. You'll see exactly what it's like to be a Lynda subscriber. We've got 100,000 video tutorials. Wow, 4,010 courses now. That's how fast they're adding courses. And you can stay up to date with new software or get to be master at your craft. Lynda, lynda.com. Hey, we got the new chapeaus.
This is the
new chapeau for our app cap.
Is this how I'm supposed to wear it?
Jaunty, just like that. Yep.
It fits perfectly.
Aren't these great? Don't you love these? I'll turn it around so you can see the, this is the right way. So it's got a little, these are from our friends at Fezorama. The Fez Master makes our Twit Fez. And he's got a new style. Andy Anako told me about it. He saw him.
It's a chapeau. It's not a Fez.
They call
it's
a chapeau.
It's much more feminine. I
think it's
me.
Really jaunty. Mm-hmm. Don't you? You look like a French, a little French person. I just lie. It's jaunty.
It is jaunty. It's jaunty. Everyone needs a jaunty hat.
And at the end of the show, we always put the tassel on the other side. Tassel works both ways.
That's what our thing's going to be. Instead of the howling, it'll be
Tassel over.
So should we show our apps on the Apple TV?
Yours is on the Apple TV, so I'm going to let you do the honors here.
Okay.
This is good practice for you.
It is good practice.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to touch there, but that's not the trackpad.
And it's easy to turn it upside down. It comes, by the way, you notice we're able to use it. It comes with some charge on it. There's no way of knowing, as far as I can tell, how much charge is on it. Maybe in the settings. So I just plugged it in and let it run, and I think it's going to go a long time. You need a lightning cable. It comes with that, and you can charge it. So your app cap is Lumino City.
This is a beautiful game. They made it with models first, like real-life models, and then they filmed the models to do the game. I've never played it on or any game on the Apple TV, so this will be exciting.
This is good.
This is what I use. It's the game controller, correct?
You can buy a third-party Bluetooth controller, but this is, Apple says it has to work with this.
So it looks like it has saved my game.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So
that is nice.
It remembered where you were, yeah.
Yeah, that is nice. We'll start a new game so you can see. It's got a lot of credits.
Choose two, right? You've played already many profiles. Mm. Which one do you want to start over with?
Let's start over that one.
Okay.
I guess.
Maybe save somebody else's games.
It might have. Maybe we'd start where I was.
Okay.
Maybe you can help me tell me what to do.
Well, I think you'll know. Have you played this game before?
I have played, but I stopped where I was confused, but it did start.
So they're puzzles, kind of?
It's a puzzle game.
I just love the music.
The music is really nice. And then it has credits, but I can... Okay, so I'll enter. Yeah,
so you see, you use the trackpad to navigate the mouse. You click
on
that.
That's Lumi. That's her grandpa.
This actually might be easier on a touch device like your iPhone and iPad. There's been some terrible trouble at the city. I'm going to need a cup of tea before I tell you.
Okay,
so your first challenge is to make a cup of tea, and I want to show you something.
So these aren't the models, obviously.
Give me a moment to get my book. Would you be kind enough to go and make the tea?
Yes, I will.
Come here, muscly arms.
Yeah, this is not that... I want to just touch the screen.
Yeah, it's a lot easier with touch.
Actually, but it's not a fast game, so
it's not like it's not like a point and shoot.
No.
Yeah. All right. Now you have to make tea. That's kind of fun. They're giving you something to do while you're reading the credits. Tea goes in there.
Okay. Now I gotta drag this tea bag over there.
Make tea. Oh, this is gonna be much easier. This would be a snap. I know. I can't get over. Don't drop it in the wrong cup. Oh.
This is like old-fashioned times.
What was that? Okay, break it? Uh-oh. Oh, what? Get your hands off me. Ow, ow, ow. To the city, Lumi. Slam. So that was the setup.
Yeah.
That was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Granddad's gone.
I'm somewhere else.
It's a bit of a slow game.
Ooh. I'm waiting for the models, though. This is not what it looks like, really.
No. We're almost there to the models, though. But that's where I got confused. Okay, there's the manual. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to look at the manual.
Tap on bag.
Want to examine the manual to use it?
The handy manual. This looks like it could be useful. All right. Yeah, you know... Not made for the Apple TV.
No.
Yeah.
Well, maybe once we get... Have you played games over the weekend on the Apple TV?
I played Crossy Road. That was easy.
Yeah.
Crossy Road's a natural. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the iPad. You know, I'm always harping on make the controls native to the platform.
Yeah.
Some games are just naturally suited to television. Some to an iPhone, some to an iPad.
So
here we go.
There's the models.
Oh, those are pretty. Look at that. So she's animated.
Mm-hmm.
But these are physical models.
Right. So those are the physical models.
So this is the city.
Yeah. And then we have to figure out how to get up there.
I just need to find a way up. Well, clearly, you just hook the back of your ponytail on that hook.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then now here's where I got confused. Any ideas? Like, we could look in her manual.
Look in the manual. What do you think that box does?
Oh, good.
Wait, get off the hook. Why don't we hook the box? No.
I don't want to read the manual. We never read the manual.
No, you shouldn't read the manual.
You can read the manual,
though. I guess these ropes once attached to that hook.
All right, so should we give the whole game away, or shall
Maybe
we
go
move
up
on?
The stairs?
The stairs, those are rickety. You
really?
Don't go up those stairs.
Really? Try
Let's pick that up.
Suppose this is the way people used to climb up to the city. Oh, but you can't get all the way up. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So there's the manual.
She really
That's
wants you to
I
look at
really
the manual.
That's where I got really confused. She's reading the manual. That's a big manual.
Holy cow, these are all the puzzles. This looks fun. I'm going to do this.
It would. I could imagine playing this with your family in the living room on the Apple TV. And then
so
you're
that's
all
what's
discussing.
Interesting, right? Is I think if you're playing on a big screen like this, it's a group endeavor.
Yeah,
this
like just
fun.
How you were doing it. You know, like do that. No,
yeah. What
do
about that,
you
Mom?
Start yelling at each other.
You
fighting
stupid.
Ensues. That's what family's all
I'm
about.
I'm out of here.
Lumino City. It's $4.99. But as you saw,
I got
it for my iPad, which then I can also play it on my phone
and, it was free
and
on the
my TV.
TV. Yes,
yeah,
nice,
so it's across. You only have to pay once.
All right, give me that remote.
Okay.
Because I want to. I might make my app cap. It's going to be a little self-serving here. The app cap for the show today is, of course, the Twit apps on Apple TV. I'm just so pleased. I feel very grateful because there aren't that many apps yet out for the Apple TV. We have three different developers who the day of the launch of the Apple TV had Twit apps up there. So we're really grateful. This was something we could never do before because only Apple could give you a channel on Apple TV. I'm thrilled. I'm so pleased that Apple has put an app store in there and made it possible for developers. So there's three apps. I am not going to pick one. They're all great. This one, Twit.tv, was written by Craig Mullaney of Shift Key Software. You know him in the chat room as Houdini7. This one is based on his iOS app. He's written a very popular iOS app. It is free. Thank you, Craig, for making it free. But it doesn't use the new API. So actually, I bought the other two because I wanted to see the API in action. This one, Twit on TV, I want to give credit to the developers, is by Mike Milanazzo of If Then Develop. And this is 99 cents. Introductory pricing, Mike says. So, you know what? They're all really great. Get all three. And then the Twit Network is from Stuart J. Moore of Intentionally Blank Software. He's also done iOS software. So you get your choice. One's free. So for sure get Craig's just to start because it won't cost you anything to get it. That's twit.tv from it's the original Twit TV app, it says. For the TV, Craig is a great guy. We love him, and I think he's done a great job. All three will let you watch live or watch existing downloadable content, including iOS Today. This is If Then Dev, Twit on TV. What's nice is you can immediately see what's on, and then you can go back. And this one includes chat in it, which is kind of neat. One of them, I think it's that one. Shows the chat while you're watching live, which is really fun. And this Twit Network is... No, this is the one. Yeah, this is the one that has a little bar showing chat while you're watching live. I think that's kind of cool as well. Stuart Moore, thank you. Thanks, all three of you. Those are my app caps. It's like picking one of your children.
Mm-hmm.
I love them all three of them. But what's great is I think you're going to want to be able... If you get an Apple TV, you're going to want to watch Twit.tv on your Apple TV. You can do it on the Roku. Craig Mullaney wrote the Roku app. You can do it on Apple TV. You could do it via Chromecast. You can watch on a big screen now, I think, almost any way you want to.
That's
Megan?
It. I've never been so exhausted by television, ever.
Take your Apple TV and get it out. No. Once you get it home and you get it all set up, it's going to be very straightforward. In fact, you already picked never enter that password again. You may not want to leave it that way, or just don't tell Milo and Huff to pick it.
Yeah, they're pretty. We usually have. We have had the conversation many times. You always have to talk to me before you download anything.
I think they're
so
good.
They're
now.
Pretty good so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, Michael's good that way. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. That you now fun. Know how to use an Apple TV, a Microsoft Band. You know how to play games. You know everything there is to know about the iPad. Until next time, I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS 2. Oh, tassel's over.
Oh, yeah.